Hey, what is up, guys? Teacher Scott here with an episode of Walk and Talk Essentials English. This episode is about the sun, the beach, and the dreaded sunburn. Sunburns are the worst, right? Get ready to practice your pronunciation a lot today, because I have some exciting pronunciation tips to share with you. These tips are going to help you speak with more fluidity. All right, so let's listen to two native speakers today, Rachel and Will. Will is not having the best day. He's in a lot of pain. You'll see why in a second. After we listen, we'll practice saying each part of the dialogue. Remember to speak out loud when you hear this sound. And after this episode, I invite you to read through the dialogue on the Fluency TV English portal, okay? For now, let's listen.
Hi, Will. How was the beach?
Don't touch me. My skin hurts.
Really? Look at you, all tanned.
I'm not tanned. I'm sunburned.
Didn't you wear sunscreen?
Believe me. I wore sunscreen, drank lots of water, and avoided the sun during peak hours.
So why are you sunburned?
Read the sunscreen bottle.
Oh my gosh, it's expired since 2010.
Whoa, so imagine that you try to hug your friend and they can't hug you because their skin hurts. Well, that's what's going on with Will. Do you know why his skin hurts? Let's listen again.
Hi, Will. How was the beach?
Don't touch me. My skin hurts.
Really? Look at you, all tanned.
I'm not tanned. I'm sunburned.
Didn't you wear sunscreen?
Believe me, I wore sunscreen, drank lots of water, and avoided the sun during peak hours.
So why are you sunburned?
Read the sunscreen bottle.
Oh my gosh, it's expired since 2010.
Were you able to understand what happened to Will? Yes, he got sunburned. How terrible. So first, Rachel greets him, saying, "Hi, Will. How was the beach?" Now let's greet Will. Repeat. "Hi, Will." Hi, Will. Good. Where had Will been? At the beach, right? Rachel asks him, "How was the beach?" Let's repeat. How was the beach? Something interesting about the pronunciation is that "how" ends with a W. And was starts with a W. Whenever you have two words that end and then start with the same letter, you should blend both those words together. So instead of saying, "How was," you should say, "How was." Let's say it. How was. How was. How was the beach? Awesome. Then Rachel tries to hug Will, and he says, "Don't touch me. My skin hurts." When you want someone to not do something, you tell them, "Don't." It's a great way to make a negative command. Repeat with me. Don't. Don't touch me. Don't bother me. Don't cry. Good. Now, when Will says, "Don't touch me," you notice that "don't" ends with a T, and "touch" begins with a T. Therefore, instead of saying, "Don't touch me," you should say, "Don't touch me." Don't touch me. Say that with me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Nice pronunciation. Then he tells her why she can't touch him. It's because his skin hurts. He says, "My skin hurts." Repeat, "My skin hurts." My skin hurts. Next, Rachel says, "Really? But look at you, all tanned." She can't believe it. She doesn't understand why Will's skin hurts. He seems to just have a nice tan. When you can't believe what someone is saying, you can say, "Really?" Repeat, "Really?" "Really?" Then she says, "But look at you, all tanned." Let's say that first part. "But look at you." "But look at you." Now, let's try to say it faster. In native speech, when a word ends with T and the next word starts with a consonant sound, for example, L, W, K, P, or G, you actually don't hear the T anymore. It disappears. So, instead of saying, "But look," you can say, "But look." Let's say that. "But look." "But look." Okay, another observation is that when a word ends with a T and the next word begins with a Y sound, you will actually say "ch." For example, "look at you." Instead of saying "look at you," you will say "look at you." Repeat, "look at you." "Look at you." Now let's say the whole thing. "Really? But look at you. All tanned." Then Will corrects Rachel, saying, "I'm not tanned, I'm sunburned." Let's say, "I'm not tanned. I'm not tanned." Notice that "not" ends with a T and "tanned" begins with a T. So instead of saying it slowly like "I'm not tanned," you can say "I'm not tanned. I'm not tanned." Very good. You're catching on. Then he says, "I'm sunburned." An important observation about this word, sunburned, is that when you have the letter N before a B, the N will actually sound more like an M. So really, you should say it like this, sunburned. Sunburned. Now let's say the sentence. "I'm sunburned." "I'm not tanned, I'm sunburned." Now, Rachel asks him, "Didn't you wear sunscreen?" When you start a question with "didn't," you want to confirm some past information that you are confused about. She wants to confirm whether Will wore sunscreen or not. She is confused about why he is sunburned. For example, if my brother is complaining about being hungry in the morning, I can ask him, "Didn't you eat breakfast?" "Didn't you eat breakfast?" "Didn't you wear sunscreen?" Nice job. And notice again that "didn't" ends with a T, and "you" begins with a Y. Therefore, what sound will T-Y make? Yes. Ch. Say it with me. Ch. Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you wear sunscreen? Next, Will says, believe me, I wore sunscreen, drank lots of water, and avoided the sun during peak hours. He did everything he could to avoid being sunburned. When you want someone to believe what you are saying, you can say, believe me. Repeat, believe me. And what are the things that he did to avoid being sunburned? Yes. First, he wore sunscreen. Let's repeat that. I wore sunscreen. Wore is the past tense of wear. Be careful. We don't say weared. There is no ed at the end. Again, let's say it. I wore sunscreen. Nice. And what else did Will do? Yes, he drank lots of water. Repeat, drank. Lots of water. Drank is the past tense form of drink. Again, there is no ed at the end of this one either, okay? Repeat again, drank. Lots of water. And what's the last thing Will did? He says, and avoided the sun during peak hours. Peak hours are the times in the day when the sun is highest in the sky. This is when it's most likely to burn you, right? Repeat, peak hours. Peak hours. Now, remember how wore and drank are past tense verbs without ed on the end? Well, now we have another past tense verb with an ed. Avoided. Repeat that. Avoided. This means to stay away from something. Let's say it again. Avoided. Now the whole thing. And avoided the sun. During peak hours. And now a little faster. And avoided the sun during peak hours. Good. Then Rachel asks, so why are you sunburned? She's super confused about why he's sunburned, if he did everything to stay safe. Let's repeat her question. So why are you sunburned? So why are you sunburned? Then Will gives Rachel another command, saying, read the sunscreen bottle. The last command he said was, don't touch me, remember? Well, that command was a negative command. So he said, don't. However, when you give someone a positive command about something they should do, you simply use the verb you want them to do. So in Will's case, he uses the verb read. Repeat, read. Read the sunscreen bottle. If Will wanted Rachel not to read the bottle, what would he say? Don't read the sunscreen bottle. Exactly. Good job. Let's say Will's positive command again. Read the sunscreen bottle. Great. Now we're almost done. So Rachel reads the sunscreen bottle and says, oh my gosh, it's expired since 2010. Repeat. Oh my gosh. It's kind of like, oh my god, but not as strong. You can say this when you're surprised. Repeat, oh my gosh. Then she says, it's expired since 2010. This means that the sunscreen is 12 years old. Oh my gosh. The word expired means that the sunscreen no longer should be used past 2010. Let's say the sentence. It's expired. since 2010. It's expired since 2010. All right, hey, fantastic job today. Now, let's listen to that dialogue one more time.
Hi, Will, how was the beach?
Don't touch me. My skin hurts.
Really? Look at you, all tanned.
I'm not tanned. I'm sunburned.
Didn't you wear sunscreen?
Believe me, I wore sunscreen, drank lots of water, and avoided the sun during peak hours.
So why are you sunburned?
Read the sunscreen bottle.
Oh my gosh, it's expired since 2010.
Okay, so did you enjoy that lesson? Was it a bit easier to understand now? Remember that you can listen again and again. I would be happy to go over it all again with you. For extra support, you can access the dialogue materials and even other fun content on our Fluency TV English portal, okay? Also, I'm super happy to share that our Fluency Academy waitlist is open. So join our waitlist for free to get information about our upcoming English classes. The link is in the description of this episode. And that's all for today's Walk and Talk Essentials. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace out.